sugya in Daf Daled describes many fascinating applications. The machlokas tanoim of yeshem the mikra, yeshem the masoras. Very often, we find in our Torah HaKadosh that a pasuk can be written one way, but yet it is pronounced in a different. Most cases, the Gemara tells us, are instances of chaseros v'yaseros. Purposes of drashos, which one is considered to be the prime focus? Is it the way the pasuk is written, or is it the way the pasuk is read? Let me just begin with some background about this issue of yeshem mikra, yeshem masoras, and then we'll discuss one of the particular cases that the Gemara highlights. The Gemara tells us in the Dharma and Aflamid Zayin Mudeis, based on the pasuk in Nechemia Pereches, the Som Seichel V'Yavinu B'Mikra. V'Yavinu B'Mikra is a reference to Elu HaMisoros. And Tosus writes in that sugya, and you also find in the Pirush HaRosh, that this is a reference to Chaseros V'Yaseros. And the Gemara continues, the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, and tells us that such instances, for example, differences between Kri as opposed to Ksiv, that is a halacha l'moshe misinai. This is our mesorah, halacha l'moshe misinai. The pasuk should be written in one fashion and read in another. There is a tshuva seradvaz and tshuva elechof that writes that this concept of the halacha l'moshe misinai of kri and ksiv is not limited merely to chamisha chumshei Torah, but this applies hu hadin b'nevim uksuvim, that this is our mesorah, the difference at times between that which is a kri and that which is a ksiv. If in fact, for example, that for purposes of drasha, yeshem the mikra, and therefore the way that the pasuk is pronounced is primary in terms of the drasha satora, why is it that the Torah writes the pasuk in a different fashion? This certainly can be understood in light of the Hakdama, the Ramban, to his Pirush al Torah I've discussed many times, where the Ramban tells us the following great kiddush, that Od yesh biyadeinu kabbalah shalemes, ki kola Torah kula shmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the letters of the Torah is Hashem, they constitute the various shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person could unlock the secret, you could spell out the various shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu using all the letters of our Torah HaKadosh. And the Ramban continues and tells us that lest you think this is some esoteric divrei kabbalah, the Ramban writes, umit nezeh, Sefer Torah Shetobo Ba'os Achas B'Malei O'Choser Posel. That's why if there is a single mistake regarding a single letter, even issues of Chaseros V'Yaseros, the Sefer Torah will be Posel, because you break that correspondence between Kedushas HaTorah and Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marshal comments in the Sugyan Brachos and Daf Chof Aleph that this is the basis of the following Drasha Daraisa. The Gemara asks that Minayin leBirchas HaTorah leFoneha min HaTorah. From where do we derive the obligation of reciting Birchas HaTorah? And although the Rambam does not count this in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam counts this as a Mitzvah Daraisa. And the Pasuk the Gemara cites is Kishem Hashem Hakra, Havu Gold Elokeinu. When you call out the Shem Hashem, we're obligated to ascribe greatness to that name. What exactly is the basis of this drasha? The Marsha points out exactly this chiddush that the Ramban mentions. After all, Kishem Hashem Ekra means Kishani Kore the Torah. Why is that true? Because Torah is considered to be Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol HaTorah Bosi Yoseha is Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kidi'isa B'midrashas. And that's the basis of the drasha Daraisa. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu God Elokeinu. This is not how Rashi, and that's Sugyan Brachos, Nav Chof Aleph, understands this drush of the Gemara. Rashi tells us the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu was about to teach the Torah to Knesset Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yisrael the following, that Ani Avarech Tchila, I will recite the Bracha, Birchas HaTorah, Va'atem Anu Achrai Amen, and you answer Amen to the Bracha. So therefore Rashi understands, Kishem Hashem Akra means, when I, Moshe Rabbeinu, recite the bracha, Havogodo means that Ta'anu Kulchem Amen, that all of you answer Amen to that bracha. But the Marsha writes, based on the Nizmidrashim, based on the Ramban, perhaps one can understand Kishem Hashem Ekra as a reference to the Torah Hashem. Even the Gemara in the very beginning of Maseches Brachos, Nafav, Amar Aleph, Uminayin Shafilu Echad Shiyosheva Osek Betorah Shashchinemo. How do we know that there is a Hashras Hashchina when even a person sits privately and involves himself in Torah Hashem? Shenemar b'chol hamakom asher azkir eshmi, avoy lecho, v'rapticha. The enterprise of Liman HaTorah is Hazkara Shem Hashem. This is clear from Birchas HaTorah. This is clear from that drash of the Gemara in Brachos and Davav. And therefore, this is of prime importance when it comes to Yeshiva Nikra. Yeshen HaNesores. The importance of the Nesora, exactly as the Pasuk is written, even if it is distinct from the way indeed that it is read. The Rashah explains in another sugya that this also underlies the Daf Erev in the Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Here the Gemara says the following. Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Meir, who was a sofer, Zahir de Malachtecha, be very careful about your craft. Why is that true? Malachtecha Malecha Shamayim, because after all, Shemata Mechaser Osachas, Omiyatir Osachas, if you're going to miss a letter, you're going to add a letter. Nimseis Makrivis Kola Olam Kula. The entire world can be destroyed with a missing or an additional letter. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi explains the following. A person is supposed to write Vashem Elokim MS, and Rachmana Litzlan, he skips the Aleph in the word MS. So therefore, it's Mecharif U'Megadev. That's the reference to the Gemara, that sometimes a missing letter is the equivalent of Machrid Esaldam Kulo. But the Marsha writes in that sugi as well, Erhadaf Yud Gimel, that no, Lefi Shehat Torah Bosi Yoseha, Shmoso Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the slightest deviation from the Torah Shebichsav will render the Sefer Torah Apostle, breaking that correspondence to Shem Hashem Ekra, and therefore that is the equivalent of Machrev Eskola Olam Kula. That is the significance of Yesh Em Lamasores, even if for purposes of Drasha we follow the Nikra. The difficulty, of course, is the following. The Gemara tells us in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that the Chachamim of old were referred to as being the Sofrim. And why is that true? Shayu Sofrim Kola Osio Sheva Torah. They were able to count out each letter of the Torah, and they could tell you that the Vav Degachon in Vayikra Perak Yir Aleph, that is considered to be the midpoint of the Osios of the Torah. So Rav Yosef raised the following question. Vav de Gachon, is that Mehai Gisa or Mehai Gisa? Is that part of the first half or is that part of the second half of Chamisha Chumshei Torah? So the Gemara says the following. You have a suffix. Let's sit down. Let's count the letters and I'll tell you whether Vav de Gachon is on the first or the second half. The Gemara says that no. That Inhu Bekeva Chaseros V'Yaseros. In earlier generations, they were able to do so. They knew all the Chaseros V'Yaseros. However, Va'anu Lo Bekinan. But we are not proficient in Chaseros V'Yaseros. So that's an incredible admission of the Gemara. On the one hand, each letter of the Torah Seshem is of infinite importance. On the other hand, the Gemara says that already, Anan Lo Bekinan, the Chaseros V'Yaseros. The Me'iri in that sugya in Kedushin and the Flamen Amar Aleph has the following comment: that we tochach ani cholchach lahokel beinyan zeh shlo lifsol sefer Torah bekach. If the Gemara says anano bekinim chaseros v'yaseros, so in such a case, therefore, how can one render a sefer Torah apostle because of chaseros v'yaseros if the Gemara already tells us that they were not proficient when it came to the placement of certain letters? In fact, if you looked at this daf carefully, it's quite striking that the Gemara has the cases of Karnos and Karnas, and Sukkos and Sukkas, the same when it comes to Totapos of Tfilin, and as you'll see that the way the Gemara presents these psukim do not correspond to the way we have these psukim in our Chumash. This is already a ha'ara of the Me'iri, a ha'ara of the Rashba as well. The Me'iri points out these drashos of Karnos and Karnas, that Matsinu b'Mesora, Hefech ma'ashador shebo chafamim. Some of the drashos in Ardav don't correspond to the psukim the way, in fact, we have it. And the Me'iri raises the issue, Kedushin Daf Lamed, what does that mean? Should we use the Drushos Chazal as a basis to affirm that this must be the proper spelling of the given words in question? The Me'iri quotes the name of the Gaonim, the following Chiddush, that one should distinguish between Drushos Lahalacha as opposed to Drushos of Agada. Fascinating Chiddush. But if it's a Drushos Lahalacha, like our Sugya, Sukkas and Sukkos and Karnos and Karnas, so in such a case, that must be compelling. If, however, it's mili de agadata, so therefore one cannot necessarily bring a definitive raya from the agada itself. That's a chiddush that the Miri suggests. If you look, for example, in the Mincha Shai in Vayikra writes that perhaps this is not true. He quotes the Gaonim as assuming that both in areas of Agoda, as well as Drashos LaHalacha, we follow our Mesorah, even if our Mesorah and our Torah Shebichtav does not correspond to the Drashos of the Gemara. If you take a look at the Gilyon HaShas Rabbi Kivega, it's found in Shabbos and Daf Nun Hey Omadeis, you will find the fascinating Bikiyas, a list of Drashos Chazal, where the Drasha does not correspond to what we have in Torah Shebichtav. This is also the theme of the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Tshuvas Miuchasos LaRamban and Tshuva Reish LaMedeis, where, tying with last week's Chavura, the Rashba writes, when in doubt, just as the Torah says that Hol Chenacha Harov, so therefore this is true in these cases as well. Achrim Rabba Mahatos, if the preponderance of our Mesorah points in one direction, that is how that the Sifrei Torah in fact should be written. One of the, of course, difficulties is the following. That the Mishnah tells us in Menachos, Nafchav Ches, the context is when it comes to tefillin, mezuzah, that even ksav echad, meaning a single oath, is ma'akev. And the Ramban and the Ran write in Megillah and Daf Yud Ches Amudeis, if this is true when it comes to tefillin, certainly this is true when it comes to Sefer Torah as well. And this is what the Rambam writes, not only in Hilchos Tefillin and Perek Aleph, also in Hilchos Sefer Torah and Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, that if there is an inappropriate letter, an additional letter or missing letter, in that case the Sefer Torah is considered to be possible. How is it then that we are allowed to read from our Sifrei Torah? There is a chiddush that you find in the Tshuvas HaRambam in Tshuva Mem Gimel, where the Rambam writes that even if you have a tzibur, she'ein lahem Sefer Torah kosher, they don't have a Sefer Torah kosher at all, nonetheless, mutarin levarech ulikros the Sefer Torah kosher. Nonetheless, such a Sefer Torah can be used for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. That's the Tshuvas HaRambam in Simen Mem Gimel. If a person, for example, is leaning and you find the toes, so Mikan Lahavo will take out a new Sefer Torah, not insist that you have to Lamafreya go back and reread everything, because the Rambam writes that Bidyevet one is Yotze, even in such an instance. In our case, the Rama writes Narachaim and Kuf Mem Gimel, that if, for example, there is a Sefer Torah and there is a problem of Chaseros V'Yaseros, so therefore, if it's a Tos Gamur, then a person should take out another Sefer Torah. If it's based on Chaseros V'Yaseros alone, then the Rama writes, Ein Lahotzi Acheres, after all, She'ein Sefer Torah Shalonu, Mediokan Kukach, She'namar Acheres, maybe that's considered to be more kosher, less kosher than the other. After all, if our Gemara admits that anan lo b'ki'inan b'chaseros v'yaseros. There is a very beautiful chiddush that the Minchas Chinuch has in the last of Taryag Mitzvos, in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, where the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by the following, that if indeed it is the case that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah requires that you write that which is a kosher Sefer Torah, and if Chisar Osachas renders the Sefer Torah posel, and the Gemara says anan lo b'ki'inan b'chaseros v'yaseros, so therefore, can that be used as an explanation of why we don't find that everyone is writing their own Sefer Torah? This indeed is the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Lamed Vav, where Shagas Aryeh writes that we cannot properly fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh. After all, anan lo b'ki'inan b'chaseros v'yaseros. The Minchas Chinuch questions, how could that be the case? How could it be that there was a mitzvah that we should indeed fulfill, and yet somehow there was a lapse of lo b'kin v'chaseros v'yaseros that doesn't allow this mitzvah to be fulfilled b'zman hazeh? On that basis, Menachos Chinuch suggests the following beautiful chiddush, and that is that there are different types of chaseros v'yaseros. Sometimes there are chaseros v'yaseros that alter the substance, the meaning of the pasuk. That the Minchas Chinuch writes is absolutely critical. That is ma'akev even b'di'eved. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch writes, how do you understand our sugya? The drashos darais that are based on chaseros v'yaseros, karnos karnas, sukos sukas. And the Gemara says, we're not sure of the placements of certain vavs.
and Chassinah writes the following. The vows that we're not sure of are the following cases. If you look, for example, in Parshas Tetzaveh, in Shmos and Perachavtes, Pasul Tezvav, the Torah mentions Aaron, and there are two different Masoros on how to spell Aaron. We have Aaron Choser without a vav. If you look, for example, in the Das that came in Balei Tosfos in that pasuk, there the Balei Tosfos assume that the name Aaron is with a vav. Whether Aaron is spelled with a vav or without a vav does not change the meaning of the pasuk in any shape or form. And therefore, the Minchas Sfinot puts forth the following suggestion. When you're dealing with the types of chaseros v'yaseros that don't alter in any shape or form the message that the Torah is conveying, the meaning of the word, that's when the Gemara says, Anan lo bekinah v'chaseros v'yaseros. That vav is still relevant in terms of telling the middle letter of the Sefer Torah. But if there is a change, an extra vav, or an omitted vav, that will not render the Sefer Torah as being possible. However, when it comes to those that are critical for drushos, or that which changes the meaning of the pasuk itself, then certainly anan b'ki'inan, and that in fact could render a Sefer Torah pasuk. Again, the following ha'ara, we began with the Ramban, that tells us that every letter is critical because of Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Poshub Shat and Maitav, that Ramban, it would not make a difference as to whether it's a Vav of Aaron or whether it's a Vav of Sukkos or Sukkas. Every Vav is considered to be critical based on that correspondence of Kishem Hashem Ekra of Ugol Alokeinu. These are just some general marmakomos about the issue of Chaseros, Yaseros, the concept of a Kri in Iksim. One of the cases that the Gemara mentions is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva says the following: "Sugya daftal damar aleph minayin l'rviyas dam shiyotze mishnei mesim shemitame ba'ohel." You have rviyas dam, but that rviyas dam resulted from two different mesim. So there is an ohel which is mahil on both. Does that convey tumah or does it not? Rabbi Akiva tells us that yes, that certainly it does. After all, the pasuk says, "Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo." What does that mean? Nafshos, shtei nefashos, v'shir echad. And therefore, even if Rabbi Yisdam comes from shnei mesim, nonetheless it is metamei ba'ohel. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim comment, no, that is not true. Yeshem l'masores en nafshas ksiv. It is written chaser, and therefore it's critical that the Revi'ez Dam come from a single mace. Good. Machlokas Rabbi Kivin the Chachamim, a Revi'ez Dam shiyotze mishne mesim, whether indeed it is mitame ba'ohel. Tosus Ramaskuninayin raises the following difficulty. Tosus comments based on the Sugi Menachos and Daf Kuv Dalet that Dam Choshiv Kibosar. Dam is the equivalent of Bisar Hameis. After all, Dam Nevela, for example, is Mitame Berevias. How do you know the Shir is a Revias? The Gemara writes in Menachos and Daf Kuv Dalet Amar Aleph, Hoel Viachol Likrosh Velamar Al Kazayis. Because if it solidifies, it will be the Shir of a Kazayis. So Revias of Dam is equivalent to a Kazayis of Vasar, and therefore Dam is Chashiv Kabasar. If that is true, why is it necessary to have a Pasuk at all that tells us that Dam conveys Tumah? Furthermore, Tosa says the following. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Revias Dam Shiyotze Mishnei Mesim is Metameh. How do you know that that's true? A Pasuk. Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. Tosus raises the following kasha. Why is it necessary to have a pasuk at all? After all, the Mishnah tells us, and Zvachim Adap Yitzayim Tosus says, kol shuktum aso v'shi'uro shava mitzdarfin. Whenever you have equivalent forms of tumah, where the tumah and its shir are the same, of course there's tziruv. So therefore, if there is a revias dam shiyotze mishne mesim, of course it is metameh. So therefore, why is it necessary to have a pasuk? And why is it necessary to have a pasuk of nafshos to tell us that there is tziruv? The principle generally is, kol shutumasa v'shi'uro shava mitzdarfin. Tosus writes the following. Tosus, as you saw, quotes the Gemara Nidan Daf Nun Hey, the Mishnah in Olos in Gimel Gimel, where the Gemara says the following. All parts of a mace create tumah. However, there are a few exceptions. Kol shebemeis tamei chutz min hashinayim v'haseyar v'tziporen. Why is it that these are exclusions, the shinayim, the seyar, the tziporen? The Gemara explains the following. Because when the Torah describes the tumas meis, the pasuk says, oh, ve'etzem adam. Dumi de'etzem. It has to be comparable to a bone. Number one, the Gemara says, nivra imo. The bone was created when the individual was created. So therefore, yatsu shinayim, the teeth that develop later. And what about the case of ser or tziporen? The only time there is a tum is the following. She'ein gizo machlif. Something that does not regenerate itself. Something that does not grow back. If you're dealing with something like ser or tziporen that grow back, so therefore it excluded from the tumas meis. So Tosa says the following. If that's true, even if in general dam is the equivalent of basar, since when it comes to tumas meis, there's the requirement of ein gizo machlif, so therefore I would have said the dam replenishes itself, and therefore dam is not included in tumas meis. And therefore it's necessary to have a pasuk that tells us that no, that even the dam can convey tuma as well. And that is the pasuk of our Gemara, al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. Now, Tosa says the following. Now that we have the pasuk that tells us that the dam can convey tuma, we don't need a pasuk to tell us that the dam can be caused by shnei meisim. After all, that's the principle of kol shetimoso v'shiro shava mistarfin. No pasuk is needed. That's the chiddush of Tosa, not like pasuk shon the Gemara. You need a pasuk to tell us dam. Once you have the pasuk that tells us dam, there is no need at all to tell us that it's even if it comes from shnei meisim. Good? And therefore, the starting point is Rabbi Akiva. That of course the dam can come from shnei meisim because tumaso v'shi'uro shavim. Whose sheet is the chiddush? Not Rabbi Akiva. Tosu says the chiddush is the sheet of Sachachamim. The Chachamim say this is not true. No, Mehecha Teisei. That's the Gzeres HaKosu. Nafshas Ksiv. Since Yesh Eim LaMasores, the Pasuk goes out of its way and tells us, despite the fact that B'chol HaTorah Kulu we are the principle of Tumaso V'Shiro Shavin Mitzdarfim, here the Pasuk says Nafshas to tell us it must come from a single maze. Now, if that's true, if it's an explicit Pasuk, so how can Rabbi Akiva disagree? Good, Rabbi Akiva is the starting point, that there should be tzirus. But if the pasuk tells us nafshas ksiv, how can Rabbi Akiva go against the pasuk? What's the answer? Yesh ein l'mikra. Rabbi Akiva is not going against the pasuk at all. After all, we read the pasuk as nafshos v'loshen rabim. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. That's the opposite of Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara. Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara is that we should assume there's no tziruf whatsoever. Rabbi Akiva's mechadesh based on Yeshem the Mikra that there is indeed tziruf. Tosfos says no, that's not Pshat in the Gemara at all. The starting point, Rabbi Akiva is 100% right. The Chachamim are the ones who argue this is an exception because of Gzeres HaKosuv. How does Rabbi Akiva counter that Gzeres HaKosuv? That is based on Yesh Eim B'mikra. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos Ashita. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're right. There is a pasuk that dam creates tuma. It's mistaber that should apply even if it's yotzei mishnei meisim. The only reason Rabbi Akiva has to respond is to the argument of the Chachamim of Nafshas. Rabbi Akiva says that no, yesh eim l'mikra. Very important Kiddush. Good? How else can you deal with this kasha of Tosfos? If there is a principle, kol shetamasu v'shiro shava mitzdarfim, so in such a case, why does Rabbi Akiva require a pasuk of nafshos ksin? If you look at the Mishnah in Olos, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Sugya in Nazia, and Daf Nun Beis and Mabeis, here the Mishnah Gemara discussed the following case. Let's assume, for example, that there is a shedra or igolgolis of a mace that convey tuma. What happens if it's chatzi shedra from one mace, chatzi shedra from another mace? Rabbi Akiva says in that case, they are tahor. The shedra and gilgolis ain't mitzdarfin. Why is that true? After all, don't we assume that tumas of Yeshua shava, and therefore there should be a possibility of tziruv? That's a case where the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, shedra v'gogolos, that there is no tziruv at all. Why should this be true? This issue, and this is why I stress, aside from other concerns, this chiddush of this Tosfos, this case of the Gemara, depends on a much, much broader issue. Very often we find b'chol ha'tara kula that many halachos, of course, have shiurim. But how does one understand the concept of shiur? I would suggest that the concept of shiur can be understood in two very different ways. And this perhaps is the secret, right, to Poshub Shat the Gemara, the sheet of the other Rishon. Let me give you an example. When it comes to Melech Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us in Shabbos and Dafayim Dimon Aleph, Avos Melechos Rabban Choser Achas. The Mishnah continues and lists the 39 Avos Melechos. Good. What is the purpose of the Mishnah? Just simply to present the Melechos. It's interesting. If you look in five of those 39 cases, the Mishnah mentions a shir. In the vast majority of cases, no shir mentioned whatsoever. In a few of them, a shir is mentioned. This is the tzarachion of Tosfos. Tosfos Shabbos Ayin Gimel Aleph Dvamaskel Ose Shnei Batei Nirin. Tosfos says the following: the tzarach lefaresh. Why is it when it comes to Batei Nirin, when it comes to Oreg, when it comes to Potseya, when it comes to Tofer, when it comes to Kosei, in five cases the Mishnah mentions a shir? In all other cases, no shir mentioned at all. That's what Tosfos says, Sarech Lafarish. Perhaps one could suggest the following condition, that even within Melech HaShabbos, there are two very different types of shiurim. Let me give you the following example. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, the Mishnah of Afayim Gimel, Mabez, the Sugi of Afayim Dalam Aralith, the concept of Chatzi Shir. Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah, Chatzi Shir Mutar Min HaTorah. The Pasuk is, you know, like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. If a person eats a small amount of Nevela, Tanisa Daraisa, even though Malchus requires a Kazayis, Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah. All the cases in the Gemara explicitly of Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah are cases of Machalos Asuros. The Gemara tells us in Yuma Daf Ayindal, the source is Chelev. Kol Chelev is Larabos Chatzi Shir. What about when it comes to other cases? What about when it comes to Melech HaShabbos? Is there an Yisra Darais of Chatzi Shir, or is there not? The Gemara tells us explicitly in Shabbos and Daf Ayindal, that it is clear that a person cannot involve himself in Melech HaShabbos, even Pachos Mikashir. A person cannot cook Pachos Mikashir. A person cannot do an act of boder Pachos Mikashir. But somewhat unclear from the Gemara. Is this an Issa D'Araisa? Is this an Issa D'Rabbanan? Rashi is explicit. Shabbos Dav Ayin Daud Amar Aleph, that the Issa D'Araisa of Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah applies to Melech HaShabbos as well. And therefore, when the Gemara writes, V'chimutu Lachos Pachos Mikashir, that is an Issa D'Araisa of Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. That's the Chiddush that Rashi writes. Chatzi Shir is not limited to Machalos Asuros. It applies even to Melech HaShabbos. This is against the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi in Siman Pei Vav that assumes Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah only when it comes to Machalos Asuros, not when it comes to Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, explicitly against this Rashi and Shabbos and Daf Ayin Dal Amar Aleph. However, the following difficulty. If you look in the Tosefta, this Tosefta is found in Perek Dalet of Beitzah. The Tosefta seems to tell us explicitly that this is not true. The Tosefta says if a person on Shabbos is Kosev Osachas, he writes a single letter, Eino Elo Mishum Shvus. It's an Issur Rabbanan. If a person is Oreg Chut Echad, he sews a single stitch. In such a case, the Tosefta says explicitly it's an Issur Rabbanan. L'chora, explicitly against Rashi. Rashi writes that Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah when it comes to Melech HaShabbos, Borer Ofer, and yet the Gemara writes when it comes to Oreg, when it comes to Kosev, the Tosefta, Eino Elo Mishum Shvus, it's only an Isser Derabanan. How do you resolve this difficulty? Rashi Shita seemingly to be explicitly against the Tosefta. The Meiri and Shabbos Nav Gimel raises the following question. Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. Let me ask you an obvious case. But the Hagdara is what's critical. It's clear from the opening Sugyas Masechta Shabbos. A person does an Akira, but does not do a Hanacha. A person does the Hanacha, but does not do the Akira. That will at most be an Isser Durabanon. This Isser Daraisa Chotzer requires an Akira, Shin Rishus, and Hanacha.
The Miri says that, look, if you assume that Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah, why not argue that an Akira without a Hanacha is forbidden because of Chatzi Shir?
The Miri answers, apparently, right, the clear Hagdara, one has to distinguish between a Chatzi Shir as opposed to a Chatzi Melacha. Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. That means that the Melacha is fully intact. The Chisaron is only a Chisaron Shir. A person will carry on Shabbos, but the Chetz will be Pachos Mikagrogres. That's the case of Chatzi Shir, which is Asim in HaTorah. In Akira without a Hanacha, that's Chatzi Shir. That is considered to be a Chatzi Melacha. If a person, for example, cooks less than a kagrogres, that's a chatzi shir, that's the Gemara. No? If a person, for example, would cook something, but it doesn't reach machal ben drusai, heat something, it doesn't reach yad salitizma, that's chatzi shir, asam in HaTorah. That isn't even considered to be an act of bishul at all. It's an interesting issue. If a person cooks and something reaches yad salitizma, but doesn't quite reach Macha ben Drusai, is that Chatzi Shir? Is that considered to be a Chatzi Melacha? That's a suffix in Chazon Ish. Or let's say when it comes to Maver Dar Amos B'Shus HaRabim, a person is Maver Shtei Amos. Is two Amos, is that a Chatzi Shir? Or is that called a Chatzi Melacha? But for our purposes, let's give the most radical example. Akira without Hanacha, that's Chatzi Shir. Now certainly that's only a Chatzi Melacha, no? One could argue very well about this. No? In Chatzi Shir, continue what you are doing. Chatzi Serufi culminates in a full Shir. You continue with your Akira without the Nisa Daraisa. You have to do something other than the Akira, Hanacha. That's not called Chatzi Shir. That's called a Chatzi Melacha. A person cooks Pachos Mikashir, Chatzi Shir, Rashi says. A person does an act of Bora Pachos Mikashir, but also Chatzi Shir. What about those cases in the Tosefta? Oreg chut echad, a person sows a single sis. Is that called a chatzi shir, or is that called a chatzi melacha? We're not learning melacha Shabbos now, but I think it's compelling that if a person sows a single stitch and it doesn't result in any chibur at all, now a person stitches through without stitching back, and therefore there is no chibur whatsoever, is that called a chatzi shir, or is that called a chatzi melacha? The same thing when it comes to melacha of kosev. What is the source of kosev? There are two possibilities. One source of kosev is labeling the krushim. Also, Rashi writes the sugyan daf ayin dalid. They used to label, right? One keresh and the keresh next to it. Machlokas Rambam and Rashi. How exactly they labeled? Or another possibility, that the melacha of kosev is the formation of words, not merely writing letters. Either way, if you assume the melacha of kosev midarais and Shabbos is either labeling or formation of words, I would suggest that a single letter, which in Lashon HaKodesh does not comprise a word, nor can a single letter be used for the purpose of labeling, right? If you will label the boards of your sukkah and you only label one dofen, it will be hard to align them properly. In such a case, that's not just chatzi shir. That's considered to be a chatzi melacha. The chiddush of Rashi Shita is the following. Those two cases in the Tosefta, that's the exception. That's not the rule. Those are cases of chatzi melacha. Einu elam yishum shvuz. Mashen kein. If there is a maisachia, there is a maisabrera, there is a maisafia. But the chifza is a chisaron shir. That is considered to be that which is chatzi shir, asim in HaTorah. In other words, when it comes to dine shiurim, sometimes a shir is merely a halacha in kamos, something which is quantitative. The maisa is complete, the chisaron is in chefza. Sometimes it's very different. Sometimes shir is an inherent halacha, something be'echus hamalacha, part of the definition of malach itself, ad kedei kach lechatzi shir becomes echad simalacha. In that case, it's eino ela mishum shvus. Perhaps that's the answer to Tosfos' kasha. I would suggest, again, you have to know more in Lech Shabbos to appreciate all five of those cases, but in all five of those cases, there the shir is not simply midin shir, there the shir is part of the definition of the malacha, and therefore the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel is not interested in presenting the dinei shir. The Mishnah is interested in presenting the Chefter Shel Malacha. In such a case, in those five cases, the Shir is mentioned. If it's Osa Shtei Batinirim, with Shtei Batinirim, Ariga is possible, that is the Shir in terms of not Kamus, but Echus, and less than that is a Chatzi Malacha. The same thing is true when it comes to Kosev, and Tofer, and Oreg, and Potseya. In all those cases, Chatzi Malacha, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah presents those five Shiurim as an inherent part of the definition of the Malacha itself. What about when it comes back to our case? Kazayis min hameis, kazayis basa. Good? Why is it necessary to have a kazayis? That would tell you that's a Malacha of Shir. And therefore, 100%. What about when it comes, for example, to the case of Revius? Revius dam is metame. This shir Revius, is this comparable to a shir similar to what we term the definition of the Isser? Or is this just me dine shir? Pakos me Revius, is that similar to chati shir? Or is that similar to a chatzi molacha? Here there's a fascinating chiddush of the Ravid. The Ravid is found in Hilchos Tumas Meis in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel. The Ravid writes the following chiddush. Let's assume there's an ohel. And if you have a kazayis min hameis, so it renders the Tumas Meis. Let's assume, for example, that part of the kazayis is on this side of the room, part of the kazayis is on this side of the room. As long as it's a common ohel, that creates a Tumas Meis. There is a kazayis min hameis in that common ohel. That is sufficient. Is that true when it comes to revius dam? The Rabbi suggests the following chiddush. When it comes to revius dam, chalukoso mitaharoso. A very great chiddush. If the dam is collected in a single area, that can create the tumas ohel. If you have a little dam here, little dam there, vafalpi shemahil al kulo, even if it's a common ohel, in such a case, that will not generate the tumas ohel. Chalukoso mitaraso. It's necessary that the revius dam be a single unit. It's a difference between dam as opposed to basa. Why is that true? The Ravid writes the following: Vahatam mipnei shirvias dam nikra nefesh. The pasuk says, "Al kol nafshos meis layavol." What is dam nefesh? That's the chiddush of the Ravid shita. Sheer nafsho shel katam is a revias. That's the chiddush. That means that the shir revius when it comes to dam is not like simply a shir comparable to other cases of revius or comparable to a kazayis. Here the shir revius yotzim and ameis is a shir etzim. It means that this is by definition that which is shir nafsho shel katam. Ve'eino nefesh ele im kein hu. Mechubar. That's where the dam has to be collected as one unit. That's the chiddush. Parshav Shat, this is exactly the Shita Sakhachamim. Tosfos is bothered that why is it that it's necessary for the dam to come from a single maze? It came from Shnei Meisim. So what is Tosfos' chiddush? It must be a pasuk. What's the answer? Yeshem the Masores, Nafshas Ksiv, Xeris Akosu. And Rabbi Akiva is the one who is Mistaber. Kol Shetamasu Vishur Shava, Mistarfim. Not according to the Chiddush of the Ravid. If you'll argue this is a shear, to simply midin shear, like the shear Kazayis, then that's absolutely true. Then you could argue that the starting point is that there should be the possibility of Tziruf. If, however, you argue that no, this is an inherent shear. Part of the definition, as the Ravid writes, Nafsho shel adam, nafsho shel katan. In such a case, then the shita sachachamim is the starting point. That if it comes from shnei mesim, so therefore that's not the dam that can give life, it can sustain the nefesh. In such an instance, then it is considered to be tar. And Rabbi Akiva is the one who has to quote the Chiddush, the Pasuk, to tell us, Yeshem the Mikra, that's the Gzeiras HaKosev. Perhaps this is the fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether indeed, not just simply Gzeiras HaKosev, but whether you view the Shir Revius comparable to Kazayis, or whether you argue, no, this is comparable to those cases of Chasi Malacha, where the shear is part of the definition of the Chalos, in which case, certainly, then there is no possibility of Tziru at all. Perhaps that's the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. If there's a possibility of Tziru, if not just simply Gzeres HaKosev, this is Nidin Shir, the Chiddush of the Chachamim, tell you, no, that's not true. There's no possibility of tziruf mishne mesim, afal pi shetamasu v'shira shava, because after all, here the shir is part of the definition of the chalos tuma. I'll show you a fascinating deal. The Gemara in Nazir and Daf Lamed Ches Amar Aleph tells us the following. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Eser Revi'osen. There are 10 places that you find a shir of Revi'os. One, for example, when it comes to a Nazir, a Nazir is not allowed to be Shosa Yayin. What is the Shir? Revi'is. Or even Dinim Drabanan, when it comes to Dalet Kosos, a Shir is Revi'is. When it comes to the Isher on Shtuye Yayin, the Shir is a Revi'is. And the Gemara Nazir quotes our Bryce, our Sugya. Minayin the Revi'is Dam Shiyatz Mishne Mesim Shemitame Boel. That's another example of the Shir of Revi'is. Good? So there are many places that you have a shear of Revi'is, when it comes to Nazir, when it comes to Darkosis, when it comes to Shtuyayin, and also the case of a Revi'is Dam Shiyatsa Mishne Mesim. Let me ask you a simple question. This is not my question, this is the question of the Mefarish, the one in place of Rashi, in Nazir and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Mefarish is bothered by the following. Amai Nokat Shitas Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara tells us that throughout Kol HaTorah Kula, there are many applications to the shear of a Revi'is. Good. So Nazir, Dalet Koso, Shtuyayin, and Revi'is Dam Shiyotze Mishne Mesim Shemitamed. Why does it call Rabbi Akiva? Everybody agrees the shear is a Revi'is. We have a detailed machlokis. Does that Revi'is have to come from one mace? Or can it even come from two mason? But everyone agrees that the shear is a Revi'is, no? So why does the Gemara say that one of the places of the shear of Revi'is is Revi'is Dam Shiyotzim Ishne Mason Shemitame, the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? The Mefarish answers that the fact that Rabbi Akiva is quoted, V'ha konosivle alibad Rabbi Akiva lav dafka. Kidei nasva, lav dafka. It doesn't mean Rabbi Akiva, it means, you see from this machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim, that the shir is a Revi'is. But why would the Gemara single out the shita of Rabbi Akiva? See, according to this fiddish, it's very meduyak, no? When the Gemara tells us Eser Revi'is, saying, these are all cases where the halacha of Revi'is is midin shir. Not part of the definition of the chalos or the chefza. These are halachos of shiurim. The fact that an uzzer drinks the revius of yayin. The fact that the shir of dalet kosos is revius. All those cases are midin shir. The question is it appropriate to add to that list a revius shiyatza min hameis? How would you answer? That should depend on the machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, the chachamim. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, then this should be part of the list. This is halacha midin shir. If you hold like the Chachamim, that it has to be from meis echad and not from shnei meisim, and the explanation that the Ravid writes is because This is not midin shir. This is part of the essence, the definition of the tuma of revi'is dam, nafshal shel katan, and therefore you cannot equate this with the shiur in the chol ha'tara kula where you assume tumaso v'shir shavim it's darfin. So the Gemara is incredibly meduyah. You want to include this in the list of the shir revi'is? That is only Aliyah de Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, the Gemara says, Minayin Revi'is Dam Shiyotzi Mishnei Meisim, Shemitama Ba'oel. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. According to the Chachamim, true, the Shir is Revi'is, but conceptually, it's a very different type of Shir. In Hilchos Shabbos terms, that's called a Chatzi Malacha. That's not called a Chatzi Shir if it's Falkos Mirvi'is. That cannot be equated with the Shurim that you have in the cases of Nazir, Adar Kosos, or Shtu Yayin. If that's the case, the Sugya Nazir is incredibly Meduyak. This Machlokis is critically important. Whenever you come across these cases of Shurim, you always have to ask yourself, whether the shir is an inherent part of the chalos, whether it's just simply midine shir, is the shir halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, is the shir just simply pragmatically what is necessary in order to accomplish that particular end. One of the differences in the Hilchos Shabbos will be this issur of chatzi shir according to Rashi, whether it's an issur d'oraisa, an issur d'rabbanan, in our sugya, whether a person can apply this principle of kol shetumaso v'shiro shava mitzdarfin.